Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Front of the Irish Independent this morning looks at the budget. If you're on minimum wage, there's good news for you because it's going to rise in the budget. It'll go up a euro an hour. The government looks set to increase the minimum wage by over 1 euro an hour in the budget. The Low Pay Commission has recommended raising the basic rate to at least 13.70 euros. So obviously that will be welcomed by workers. However, the Indo says that it's a coalition headache for the government because businesses are going to be concerned about the potential impact. These businesses obviously being hit by record inflation and where they find the money to give their staff an extra euro an hour could cause a coalition headache for the government. But that's the news. The latest budget news in the papers is about the minimum wage. The Irish Daily Mail looks at schools on the front page. More than 8 in 10 schools had no applications for advertised teaching jobs during the most recent school year and will barely be able to cope when they reopen, a teachers' union has warned. This is because so many teachers are moving abroad. Schools in Ireland are still seeking to recruit 186 teachers at primary level. And then they're trying to get 354 teachers at secondary level. And the ASTI says the teacher recruitment and retention crisis is continuing. Schools are under enormous strain and many look like they'll barely be able to cope when they reopen shortly, according to the ASTI, as 8 in 10 schools have no applications for the jobs that they're advertising for. The Irish Daily Star has the headline of the morning, Fashion Police. The Irish Sun has the same story on the front page. Gun Shopping is the headline. This is the news that a Garda who helps guard government ministers has sparked a major probe after leaving a semi-automatic pistol in a shop changing room. Staff spotted the weapon in the Ted Baker store on Grafton Street after this detective walked out, and last night an investigation was underway and the officer had been temporarily stood down from normal duties. An insider told the Irish Sun it was a bad mistake. So this senior guard there with a gun going in, trying on clothes in Ted Baker and then forgetting to bring the gun back out with them. It's also the front of the Irish Times. Garda management has begun a disciplinary investigation following allegations that a detective forgot their official firearm at a Dublin clothes store. And this detective is assigned to a unit responsible for protecting government officials. Some ministers, really, and the detective is required to carry a handgun as part of their duties. So obviously there'll be a lot of questions over this, not least are Gardaí going in trying on clothes during the working day, although you are entitled to a break, of course, but if you're on a break, are you allowed to wander around with a gun on Grafton Street? Lots of questions about that particular story. The Irish Examiner on the front page says couples are facing long delays in getting a consultation to go through fertility treatment. This is the treatment that the state funds, and the delays are potentially threatening their chances of starting the family. Because obviously the clock is ticking if you're waiting for fertility treatment, but there's a 9-month wait in Ireland. Apparently a real issue is the delay in treatment. Figures to the Irish Examiner show some couples have to wait 9 months to get a consultation for state-funded fertility treatment. Inside the Irish Independent, they look at road safety, and there are huge rises in road deaths in some counties, and then fatalities have fallen in neighbouring counties. So in Tipperary, they've recorded an 87% reduction in road deaths so far this year. And in contrast, Kildare's road death total has risen by 100%. Mayo has already recorded 14 deaths this year, 2 more than for the whole of last year. But in neighbouring Galway, road deaths have dropped from 13 last year to just 3 so far this year. Road deaths in Monaghan have dropped from 7 last year to 1 this year. Laois recorded 3 road deaths last year, but is now the only county not to have recorded a road death at all this year. So there are questions being asked. It is a bit perplexing, wondering why some counties have more road deaths than others. Staying with counties in Ireland, in the Irish Daily Mirror, they're looking at the counties where you've the most chance of getting to the Olympics. A new study has found where our future Olympians may be located, and they're in Cork, Limerick, Meath, Wexford and Wicklow. Cork City emerged as Ireland's Olympic hotbed with the highest overall interest in the Olympics, and then you've areas like Clonroach in Wexford, Ratoath in Meath, Greystones in Wicklow and Limerick City also showing a huge interest in the Olympics. The next five, Dublin City, Selbridge in Kildare, Navan in Meath, Ennis in Clare and Lucan in Dublin. These are the places where we're most likely to produce Olympians. And finally, in the Irish Sun, they're looking about what your favourite chocolate bar says about you. And if you want to know how passionate, decisive or good-natured someone is, simply find out what chocolate they choose. So if you like a Bounty, I love a Bounty, some can't stand them, but if you like a Bounty, it shows you're an independent thinker, have a sense of adventure, and your playful side is often on show. Turkish Delight, absolutely disgusting, but I know other people love them. And if you're one of those, you are determined, strong-willed, and very much a leader. If you like a Twix, you enjoy the debate about which is the right and which is the left side of a Twix bar. You're not fussed, you're just chilled, although we're told so. It's kind of a versatile person there who likes a Twix. If you like a crunchy, you're all about the energy. If you like a fruit and nut, you're a traditionalist. If you like Mars bars, you're old school. You're focused on life, competitive, courageous and decisive. And if you like a picnic, you're quite the party animal. You crave variety and love socialising. So that's what your favourite chocolate bar reveals about you.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.